Wake up, sleepyhead. The new adventure is about to start. Oh, hush, buddy. I just want to get a fresh start. Fine. I just kind of want to get out of here. Since we don't know if you had an accident or if someone is after you, I don't want to risk it. You see, we're not far from where we dug you out of the junk. Close enough that someone could get here in give or take an hour or two. You see, we didn't know how injured you were from what happened to you, so hauling you could have potentially harmed you. And that's not something I wanted to gamble on. Buddy, this is not the time for your comical input. I enjoy gambling. Not so much that I lose everything. I mean, there's some thrill there. But I will never gamble on someone's life like that. It isn't often that I see people out here. In the cities, they are common, of course. But, well, settlements that big are few and far between. Yeah, I have seen others. But let's just say that they aren't really, they haven't been friendly. Oh, there are so many different reasons, to be honest, to not go over to them. The biggest one is Buddy here. I know, big guy. Oh, yeah. You don't know about that, do you? Or remember? Some people blame the robots for the world going to shit, referring to some kind of gospel or something, even going as far as calling it a prophecy. Some old-timers who survived told the story about it, even some pictures with stories about time travel and liquid robots and some kind of mess. I don't really get all of that madness, to be honest. with little to no proof, nothing really solid. Since, from what I found, the people back then, they watched a lot of weird things. So, there's no way for me to really know what of that stuff is real. And what they made up for entertainment. Oh, right, the other reason, others think that we are bandits trying to steal their stuff. But to be honest, even if we were, well, they don't really have any good stuff anyway. I'm not gonna risk my life for some scrap metal. You're going to see it as soon as we get going. There are piles upon piles of that all over the place. I would say that most of it isn't worth it. It's just broken stuff from a forgotten past. And sometimes we have encountered bandits ourselves. We have been very lucky so far. And hopefully, we will continue to be lucky. If they were to catch us, well, I would have to say bye-bye to Buddy here. Well, they would either tear him apart to get to the fancy wiring and the powerful doodahs that his model has, or they would reprogram him. I won't let them do that to you, Buddy. Not without a fight. There are other worse fates for people who get caught by the bandits. At least for humans. Oh, they don't care about gender. As long as they get what they want. So let's just try to steer clear of them. Yeah? I don't want to get into much detail about what they could do to us. It isn't a really... pretty picture. Well, yeah, there are more reasons too. Not as heavy as the first ones, but... well, there are the wandering traders. And they would just chew you away if you don't buy anything. Only thinking of the coin. not really any use to them if there's nothing for them to bargain with or swindle from you. I have traded with some, but it was mostly for cloth to use under the armor. They get really uncomfortable on the hottest days. Hopefully I will find the right parts or bargains for some more upgrades. There are some neat armor pieces that you can adjust the temperature of. I want that so bad. And some just don't want others to join their group. Too set in their old ways. We tried once. And got yelled at for either wasting their time, walking too slow, or too fast. that shtick got tiresome real quick. I think he was happy when we got out of there not long after joining. We kind of joined to hear some stories, maybe learn something new. Out here, there's usually just the same over and over. So new is interesting. he kind of just grunted and made one word sentences. We would have stuck around longer, but I didn't need the negativity. Plus, Buddy here is a wonderful friend. Though, it is nice to not have a one-sided conversation from time to time, too. I'm not sure if I would have wanted an update for him to be able to speak. The stories he could tell about me. No. Sorry, big guy, but no one needs to know about all of this. You will probably learn to tell the difference after some time getting used to it. Or, yeah, if you remember. We probably should get going, though. Time to get the show on the road. There isn't really any roads here, So let's just pick a random direction and head off. Oh. Well, we packed everything. And there wasn't anything anywhere close to where we found you either. Didn't have much stuff. So, Buddy here, he will carry the gear for now. And trust me, you will be begging to carry some of it later on. Look around. Do you see much shade around here? Neither do I. So, the gear is the closest bit of shade you will have. Just wait and see, my friend. Wait and see.